Well, Joe, it's great to talk to you from Out of the SEMA show in Las Vegas. For people who aren't familiar with this big car show, tell me what it's all about, because I know you're there and you're on location.
Right. Well, it's one of the biggest car shows in the country, if not the biggest car show in the world. And it's not just a hot rod show. It's got plenty of hot rods here, but it's an automotive industry show, and it's actually closed to a number of people. You have to be affiliated with the automotive industry in some way professionally in order to even attend this show. It has a whole list of people that are disqualified from attending, and the first one on the list I was interested to see is attorneys are disqualified from coming. That kind of struck me. But anyway, and consumers are disqualified from attending. But it's an automotive industry show, so anything to do with the automotive industry or serving the automotive industry is what this show is about. It's kind of a automotive industry insider show. And it's very big, and all of the automotive companies, and you know, including parts and after treatment and additives and fuels, they're all here. And so,
well,
that's why we're out here today.
SEMA is basically, if I remember correctly, is the Specialty Equipment Market Association. So, it's just seems logical that would have a lot to do with parts and things that you might add to vehicles, for example. And you know, speaking of that, you got to add fuel to a vehicle. What, as a biodiesel guy, what brings you to SEMA? What is it of interest to you out there this year?
Well, we were invited to come out to participate with the EcoJet. Jay Leno's EcoJet is now fully launched and functioning, and it is on display. There was going to be a very big press conference with General Motors and Jay Leno. That ended up getting cut. General Motors going through some troubles and having nothing to do with the EcoJet, of course, but the plug got pulled on that. But the EcoJet is here, and the guys from Jay's Garage are here, and asked me to come and help with the booth for the many media members and industry members. Working with New Holland and General Motors, they've been touring the country over the last year with the EcoJet, and it is just phenomenal, the excitement that is generated by this car. The EcoJet is a Corvette that has a Honeywell turbine engine in it, a jet engine. And it's not just kind of one of the old dragster jet engines that fire up a rocket and go rocketing down the drag strip. It's pretty sophisticated technology. The turbine is actually connected to a transmission, and it runs like a regular automobile, except that it goes 200 to 300 miles per hour top speed, and it's a Corvette. But it runs on B100, and it is eco-friendly and sustainable. It has soybean materials in the foam and the synthetic leathers for the interior, and it is as eco-friendly as you can get and as high-performance as you can get. Really, to show that you don't have to give up performance to be green and to be sustainable, and that is what Jay told me. His main motivation for working with General Motors to do this car is he's out in Hollywood dealing with and interacting with celebrities and other folks who are interested in energy and environmental issues, and he was, you know, getting a little bit tired of getting frowned on by his celebrity friends for all of his hot rods. He really wanted to demonstrate that he could help create the hottest of hot rods that is even more eco-friendly than their Priuses that run on pure biodiesel, B100, as high performance as you can get, and is about 80% reduction of carbon from its use.
And I'm betting that National Biodiesel Board doesn't have the right kind of insurance on you for you to get behind the wheel and take it for a little test drive, huh?
If I was offered to get behind the wheel and take it for a test drive, I think the last question I would have is whether or not I had insurance. Although I don't know that I'd want to take it out on the highway because I'd be a little nervous. I wouldn't want to make the call when a cabbie ran a red light and ran into me.
Yeah. Well, I know that you mentioned New Holland there and working with them in terms of the whole project with EcoJet and with Jay Leno's Garage. And I understand that through our mutual friend there, Gene Hemphill, that you've also gotten connected with a guy who I've gotten to know a little bit now, and that's Chuck Levin. And he certainly is a major advocate for renewable energy. In his case, he's a tree farmer. And, of course, we're talking today about turning wood into ethanol. But have you had a chance to get to talk to him and any plans as you look forward to working with these level of personalities like Chuck and Jay on continuing to promote renewable energy sources like biodiesel?
Yeah, well, just for those listeners who don't know, Chuck Lavelle's the keyboardist for the Rolling Stones. Before that, he was with the Allman Brothers Band and a very, very renowned musician. And yes, I have had a chance to talk with him about his interest in sustainability and biodiesel. He is an absolute excellent advocate for sustainability and a very, very good, inspirational speaker. And, he got involved, I think, with biodiesel through New Holland. And again, New Holland has just been an absolute champion in terms of their embracing of biodiesel, their work to promote biodiesel in their equipment, and not just their equipment. They've led to other OEMs following their lead, and they've worked with Jay Leno's folks and Chuck Lavelle's operations. Chuck has a tree farm. A very large tree farm operation, and is very interested in overall sustainability and ways that we can increase our sustainability while reducing our dependence on foreign energy. It's very exciting, and we're just very grateful for the partnership that we have with New Holland. And Gene Hemphill has just been a super champ.
Well, I'm kind of hoping the opportunity presents itself to get you, Chuck, Jay, maybe Michael Peterson, and have a little music jam in a studio somewhere, too. You never know.
Well, you never know, and even if it's just a music jam around a campfire, that'd be fun, too.
Well, I know you've got a lot to do there at the show. Looking back, just we'll kind of look back at the show for a minute. I know you haven't been there long yet, but again, just looking at your impressions of the people that are there, I guess you're going to be doing a lot of visits with people that are coming by the booth. Have you seen a lot of activity yet? I mean, I know that, like you said, it's not a consumer show, and we certainly obviously don't welcome those attorney types in there either, but things picking up at this point?
Yeah, just a quick disclaimer, we have nothing against attorneys, and any attorney that wants to use biodiesel or advocate biodiesel or not sue someone involved in biodiesel, we certainly support that. Actually, the EcoJet is probably, just kind of walking around the show a little bit, the EcoJet has to be one of the hottest attractions at this show. It's constantly swarmed with people. The fact that it is running on biodiesel and it's jet powered and it's a Corvette and it has a glass back display of the Honeywell jet engine and it's a General Motors product. It is just a very sassy little vehicle to look at, and I would say it's the hottest attraction at this show. And people are excited to learn about biodiesel, and they're asking lots of questions, and it really is a fantastic demonstration that biodiesel is not just an environmentally sustainable fuel, but it's a high-performance fuel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you, Joe, for just taking a few minutes out of the busy agenda you've got there at the show to visit with us here. We'll be posting this onto Domestic Fuel and probably AgWired as well. And wish I could be out there with you, but that just didn't happen again this year. So we'll see you somewhere on the road, if not, of course, at the National Biodiesel Conference, which, you know, really isn't all that far away.
No, it's coming right up, and anybody that wants to, they can go to Biodiesel website, biodiesel.org, and get registered and join us out in San Francisco. I'm very excited about this show. City of San Francisco is the whole city is using biodiesel from their city buses to their fire trucks to their ambulances to train depots to the municipal waste system that's collecting greases and waste oils that are ordinarily being improperly disposed of. They're turning that into biodiesel. It's an exciting grassroots effort that is going on out in San Francisco, and I'm excited to have the conference be hosted and bring in biodiesel stakeholders from all over the world to see what they're doing in San Francisco, and I hope everybody else will join us too. It's going to be a very exciting event. Melissa Etheridge is going to join us. Most of the world's most knowledgeable scientists and researchers and biodiesel experts from all over the world, they're all going to be there, and we hope your listeners will too, Chuck.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.